tuned into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, Chris Brown, Tyga, Ayo.
What? I like the lights though.
Yeah, things like, bro. Blink, I didn't know if it was my eyes or something. Like, I was trying to dance without it. I had to keep myself cool. Like, Jesse, I think this is just the light.
I did not just smoke. I'm
AfterBuzz is stepping when
it's okay. Earth is not moving.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York After Show X's and O's episode. I'm joined in studio. Unfortunately, Nicolette and Cornelia could not join us today, so send them your Twitter hate mail on Twitter. But joining us tonight is the lovely, enchanted Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody? And don't send me no hate because I'm just in place for a minute, y'all.
No shade.
You know, we have Stephon. I am Warfire Wallace.
You.
Yeah, what up, y'all?
Hey.
Back to it, y'all. Okay, Steven. Hey.
All right, so what we need from you guys is if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, just click that button down below, subscribe to us, and then help us out on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes, give us some, you know what I mean, some good ratings. We really appreciate that.
SoundCloud.
What's the next one say? we have a SoundCloud? AfterBuzz on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Hey, man. See, we learn something new every day.
You know, check us out on SoundCloud. I don't know what y'all going to do on there, but they got something. They just go SoundCloud and type AfterBuzz TV, and we'll pop up, I'm sure.
Need somebody.
We got everything going on here.
Everything.
So, and then also make sure you guys share this video if you guys love us, if you guys love the after show. Tell your friends and make sure you tell them. Don't just send the video. Tell them what we are, because you know how many motherfuckers be like, I thought this was the actual show. Bitch, it says after show.
What happened to your cable? Why are you getting sent?
Why are you looking for the show on YouTube? Bitch, at least go to Mr. World Premiere.
You know what I'm saying?
Go somewhere else. Hulu.
Shout out to Mr. World Premiere.
Shout out to Mr. World Premiere. All right. Let's talk about it. So, Chrissy and Chink at Daddy's House recording studio.
Oh, that's where we're starting.
That's where we're going to start. So, basically, you know, it's a wrap for Chrissy. It's a wrap. If he doesn't get a divorce, and if I don't get a baby, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
We not know where to go.
Like, damn, bitch.
With my side ponytail.
She like, look, you either going to put that dick inside me and give me a motherfucking child. You going to bait this turkey. Base this turkey, boo.
Bait it. Whatever you going to do with the turkey. Because it looked like a kind of a Thanksgiving turkey when she put on those stretch pants, right?
Oh, I was going to say, when she walked out of the room, that was definitely a turkey.
I was like, that's a turkey.
It was like wobble.
Turkey breast.
Gobble.
I would use
wobble,
the word gobble. Jive with her. Gobble. I would.
Me and you ain't jiving right now.
She's not feeling Chink flipping out on her. Well, bitch, he ain't feeling that you are 50 years old, however old, taking the damn fucking pregnancy pill.
They keep saying her clock is ticking, y'all. You know she ain't got no clock no more.
Mm.
It's gone.
Looking like expired milk.
It's gone. Mm. It's long gone. Mm. And if it's not gone, what's going to come out might not be a good thing. So maybe you should not be doing what you're doing.
Jesse, you sound like you was about to hum the Negro spiritual for her.
I want to hang over her.
It's gone.
Like, you ever seen American Horror Story last season when she was sitting over her with the baby?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm going to be doing for Chrissy.
Chrissy.
So she goes, she shows up in the studio.
So stank.
Now I gotta show up because Chink, if you, that beat was yours that you were working on, that beat was dope when we first walked in.
I couldn't pay attention.
Sorry, something has to pick up some sort of music talent from this show.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah. Yo, hello.
You see,
you don't
there.
See me sitting here? I've been walking. You sitting over here? You ain't see me sitting over here? I'm here, so what's up?
She's a little young with the dramatics.
I want her to have a cartoon and her just be like this pimp and just like adopt this little orphan. Like I want her to be in the new Annie Orphan, like in that movie.
She would have been a great replacement for Cameron Diaz.
She would have.
I like that.
Great Mrs. What's her name?
You know what I mean? Like she helps the little kid off the street. Like you know, we can have a tough little life, kid. Yeah. I feel like she would be so settled in life if something like that happened.
She could totally do that.
She's too Cruella, though, DeVille. She's more that, I think.
More Cruella?
Yeah.
Oh, she love her dog.
Her dog. This ain't no dog. This is a life. A human life.
See, that dog don't got fur, so she can't skin that dog.
Oh. I actually was feeling Chink in this episode for the first time.
I did too. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, he went in, he gave it a nice little read. Nice little read.
He did right. Bitch, he's props. He was like, your life is like these knobs.
I turn it this way, and then I turn this way, and then there's a wall, and it don't work. And that's why you
static frequencies.
Because you're turning me into a nigga I don't want to be. I was like, wow.
And she's sitting here like, motherfucking static and frequencies don't have nothing to do with a motherfucking dick and my vagina and our baby.
I'm trying to get pregnant.
That ain't the equation.
I was kind of feeling him and not understanding her on this one until she said, it's because you said that you may not get a divorce.
Yeah.
That messed her up.
But she was already messed up because she was already off the pill at that point. So true, that's not like she got
motivated.
So two wrongs
will make it right, yeah.
It's not like she was like, she was like, okay, now I'm about to have your baby because you ain't going to get a divorce, but we ain't going nowhere and that'll piss me off. No, she was already off the pill and he's mad. So he's like, maybe I won't. And you know he just did that as a dig.
I do think he did that.
But and she wouldn't.
She holding on though.
But that's the thing, and she wouldn't let it go. So he, even though he would have tried to come at her like, you know, I ain't trying to do you like that. He couldn't do it because she was mad as hell.
He tried to open nicely too, though. He was like,
okay, but here's the thing where it's like, I just flip both ways because it's just like they're.
Me too.
I know these dudes. And I'd just be sitting here like, he was sitting there like, you know what I mean? Like, we're a team. We've done this together. I'm sitting there like, yeah, you guys are a team. Uh-huh. But then, really, she'd be sitting there on them cold nights, waxing her dog or whatever she'd be doing, painting her toenails, eating her Jack's Cheetos. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that means it's her fault.
No, exactly. You know, but I'm just sitting there. So I don't know how to take Chinks because sometimes I want to sit there and believe the dude, but then I'd be looking like.
You can believe that he gonna keep a wife, and when he visit DC, he gonna play with her stuff, and then when he's in New York, if he feel like hanging out with Chrissy and playing with the turkey, he'll go play with the turkey.
Yeah,
He said,
"What more can she ask for right now?"
That's what I'm saying.
He wanted to apologize, and every time he wanted to say something,
she ain't trying to
all she wanted to do is, because
he said, he was honest and said, I'm not going to get a divorce.
And the realest talk was, he said, the baby ain't a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
True that.
He like, listen, we ain't playing games here with this.
And you
can't send it back to the, we can't put it in the pound if we don't want it.
Right.
It's dangerous to have kids at that age.
I thought he was going to say with the knob. I thought he was going to say, you see these knobs? This is how I turn the volume down on your voice when you start talking shit. That would have been great.
This man heard me like, and walk out mad. She can't talk no more. You turn her off.
You on mute. When I press this button, you are muted.
Bye, bitch.
He went on
to say that you don't care about my life. Everything is about you. When it comes to me, it's fuck your dad, fuck your family, fuck your kids, and fuck your homeboys. Pause on
the homeboys. Why were the homeboys in there? I was confused.
Because everything comes before her.
Right.
That's like, how it goes.
We ain't got no more damn ramen noodles, because damn Tony, Jim, and Ray are up here eating the damn ramen noodles. I can't play my Xbox 360 because Tim, John, and Ray are on the damn couch playing Xbox 360. So that. Fuck your boys.
That's
the only common sense I can try to pull in.
Yo, Ajax going to spend the night over here for the week, so... You know,
but she would be
Ajax
fine with
Terrell.
It.
Ajax and Terrell gonna be
she'd
here.
She'd be
for
fine
the,
with it as long as he at their house.
Oh, she'd be cooking the grits and the eggs, homie. The grits and the eggs.
She's like, you gonna get me pregnant tonight? I'll make y'all some biscuits.
Jim only does turkey sausage, right? If I remember.
I got the good kind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got the canned ones from Pillsbury.
And she be cooking in the little booty shorts, too. Don't get it twisted on the Chrissy.
Some American Apparel.
With her boobies just like...
At her waistline. Why you got it at her waistline?
Hey, yo, they make bras. That, like, they really do.
With
like,
that
they
Party Express Madonna pony.
Oh my goodness.
Where her side tuck to hide the other, like.
Oh, Chrissy. This was a tough one for me. But I'm on the fence with both of them. Because I kind of like them together.
I do too.
I
support the craziness. I would watch a TV show with them.
Well, they'll be
I'd
together.
Watch 12 yeah. episode season of them.
Of Chrissy and Chink?
Yep.
That
sounds like VH1 Gold.
Chrissy and Chink. Make it happen. It might be happening.
That would be the tag too. Make it happen.
Might be Chrissy and more Chink interesting than Chrissy and Jim.
There's a new Chrissy coming to town.
I'm just saying.
He said you're creating a monster.
You don't know what you're creating.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, you're a grown-up. You can't really blame it on somebody else that you're becoming a monster, but I get it.
Right, like Cornelia said. Bitch, you should have read a book by now at this point in your life. Should have picked up some sort of self-help, some tape, listened to it on the car ride over.
But I get it, because everybody got buttons, and you got certain people that can push those special buttons. And yeah, she's pushing those special buttons, and she's pushing them real hard. So, you know, I mean, sometimes you can't help when the animal come out.
I think he's talking a little bit about, you know, when you get in a relationship with somebody, you start laying down the groundworks of how we're going to be with each other. And he's like, what you're laying down is turning me into, you know, the Tasmanian devil. I want to kill you every day. So that's the monster.
Friends with the monster.
We laid down that you were number 7 in line.
Right.
And now you're trying to act like you're number 1. And that's
bitch,
just
you knew
not,
this.
There's levels. There's levels to this. When and you remain on this one.
When you're jumping in a line, you cause problems.
Yo,
Avicii, sit down. Well, ain't no one got more buttons than this bitch, Miss Amina.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she has any buttons.
Somebody please start
she got
a,
too many.
She ain't got a brain, no buttons.
Can we get a Kickstarter going for
soul,
Amina to be to go
spine.
Back home? We
don't
show videos of her abuse. Like just cuts of her being abused.
It's called E.T. Amina Home.
Somebody please send her.
Send Amina home,
send her
please.
Home, that bitch, she got a care baby girl package. Now. She's raising a daughter.
Yeah.
A woman. She is raising a woman.
And all she care about is, are you in love with Peter? Are you in love with Peter?
I if
you didn't
Peter.
Choose
you love
me,
with
Peter.
Just be honest
you
with me.
Choose me.
Peter won't be honest with me. Just be honest with me. Just
you
tell
didn't choose
me.
Us. You, choose,
tell me.
You chose her.
You tell me.
You chose her,
you
Peter.
Me. You are kind of bad betas.
But guys, I mean, now all the focus is on Amina because he didn't want to leave her. He didn't want her to leave him, too.
Yo, she cannot
that's all
look
I wrote.
At this and be okay.
That's all I wrote down is two.
My thing is,
I said, did he say two?
Two.
You know, in
I don't
real
want
life.
Her to leave me two.
On camera. In real life, on camera.
Shucks.
I don't want her to leave me two.
Amina can't. I honestly think Amina can't wait for her child to get older so that way she can tell this child all the mean things Peter has done and so her baby hates Peter too. She just wants this child to grow up so she can have someone to talk shit about Peter too. I know girls like that.
So is
but
that
why,
not
Jesse?
Like
why?
Because Peter doesn't listen to her. Nobody really understands.
That
doesn't
solve anything, Peter. Because I love Peter.
I think Amina's cute enough to move back to where's she from again? Germany? Where's?
Yep.
Germany.
Move back to Germany. Some dude will pick her up with a little baby, and you know she ain't. Yeah.
She could keep it tight here. She ain't got to go back overseas. Mm. She just got to get rid of her list and understand the world.
No.
The world.
Right. She's too old to be understand the world.
Page one. Listen, she don't. She
need
enough.
To go home. She need to go back because apparently the way they do programs. It in Germany must be very different from
totally,
over here.
I think
totally.
They got
so I'm just like,
program.
She
no,
you girl,
talking about
she
her
need to take
raising
that.
This kid.
She gonna get
the cycle never stops. It's just gonna keep going because that little girl gonna want a Peter Guns when she grow up.
Yeah,
and if she has a little boy, gonna be Peter Guns when he grow up. Moving on.
Oh, it never stops.
So Amina meets up with Tara. I'm just like, can you guys stop with this awkward shit, please?
At least they didn't fight.
I just want to know the truth.
They can talk. They didn't physically
Tara
fight.
Tara ain't gonna fight.
Not, I like that.
Not till the reunion show. Go ahead.
Here's where I keep getting aggravated with Tara when she does this. It's just like, girl. Like, I hate when girls fight over bum dudes, and I'm just like...
Yeah.
Well, then you must hate this entire show.
Not only do I hate this entire time. Show, but I hate life. I just be looking at bitches like, y'all are really having this
really?
Conversation.
Yeah.
Really?
Tara... Terry tried to act so above, though, but still.
Honey, you need to own your responsibilities. No, bitch, you need to own your karma because the responsibilities that you wasn't owning up to done caught up to you. And now you sitting over here cat scratch fever, bitch. Looking real mad sitting there fucking with Amina.
I didn't have babies with him for 7 years.
Yeah, but he
because he was with another woman with 8 other children. That doesn't make you like exalted one, honey.
Thank you.
That makes you just as confused.
I told you he had a family and you continued on. Well, bitch, same situation that happened before.
So did you.
And then Tara didn't know. And then Tara was just irritated. She was like, this bitch got to bring up something that happened how many years ago?
Because the cycle.
Hello, the conversation's happening now.
Yeah.
That's why it's being brought up. Listen to Peter, he hasn't slept with you in over a year since the baby was conceived. Well, first of all, the baby was conceived in 9 months.
So that
was already a lie.
Math's off.
And then they keep digging each other with these Peter comments. Oh, yeah, well, Peter tells me that he doesn't even think about you, and if you stop breathing, he wouldn't even care. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, Peter told me that when he gave you herpes, he didn't even... Like, it was just like, what?
It's so disturbing and gross.
You guys are fighting over a man that doesn't wash his feet.
And have a home.
We're fighting over a man that doesn't have a home and a job.
A home, a job, or a life.
And wouldn't choose either one of y'all. He's like, one of y'all tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying?
I can't even
tell me what you want. You leaving? You gonna come back?
You're not gonna be here. Okay.
So this is done, right? Is this for sure done? Can you sign that so I know? Because I'm gonna tell Amina.
Because I'm gonna tell her that I chose her.
Does that mean I can come back on weekends though?
Right.
For quicks.
Look, Tara's out. Oh. So I chose you, baby. Yeah, she signed.
Sign these documents right here. Well, talking about weekend fought parenting, so Yandy and Mendici's talking about this baby mama drama.
Oh my God, Mendici.
Yandy and Mendici's remind me of Gina and Martin sometimes, the way their interactions are.
Yeah.
So
except the roller coaster switch.
Yeah. Very much. So Mendici's ex wants Lil Mendici's in her life more, so Yandy wants to go meet up with Samantha and have a talk. So she meets up with her.
Because Mendici's hung up on her and won't talk to her anymore.
Right. Mendici's got an issue.
Why do these people have children?
I don't know.
How are you going to say, I told her ass not to call me no more.
Your
kid is 8.
Did you hear the reasoning?
No, he said, if she say something, I'm stupid, I'm going to walk away.
Right.
And you're sitting here after you just were talking to the youth of your community.
Your son is 8.
Oh.
If that bitch say something stupid, I'm going to walk away.
Oh, the contradictions.
Over your child.
You have a child.
He's like, if you fellas need to talk to somebody.
I'm the one.
Hey, take my number down. Call me. I give good advice.
Just walk the fuck away.
He really was. He offered his phone number.
But if you have a kid, don't call me because deal well with baby mamas. Yeah.
I don't deal.
I'm like, what is wrong with... He's a
She's like, look, I just want to see my son more. I mean, it's like you ain't even respecting that I was in prison for a year. Pause, you were in jail for a year.
Right. I should be punished. Should I be punished?
Right. The world is
I want to see my son. What are we talking about?
Like,
doesn't make sense.
He's a jerk.
In his defense, I don't think it's cool that she wants him to be a weekend dad when he's been the primary caregiver for this. Well,
it doesn't make sense.
Was he really the primary caregiver? Because for that year he was in jail, it was Grandma and Yandy. So I'm kind of thinking it probably was Grandma.
They count that as his support.
I mean, technically that does count. Yeah.
But what's her? I want to know what her T is.
Her T is she was in school and didn't want a damn baby.
Boom.
Hence why her thought that I can go to court and get my baby back. Probably not.
You'll get something,
but you won't get primary custody because you have not been the primary caregiver for the last 8 years of this child's life.
The kid is eight, boo.
Lil Mendici's is 8.
And
it took
just
you 8 years to get your degree? Maybe that's what we really need to talk about. Why did it take you 8 years?
Maybe it's for psychology.
How did I miss this?
Don't they go
Maybe
action?
She got a PhD.
Right.
That's what it is. She got a PhD and she only because we got
hopes. All right, moving on from that. And next week.
If y'all need some advice on that, here's my number. You just call me. What? What? Yo, before you leave him, I'm tripping on the fact that he's talking to Yanny, and he was like, well, y'all two talk about it then. Y'all two fix it.
I would have slapped him.
For real?
I mean, like, sir, I never slept in the bed with this bitch ever in my life.
That's your baby's mama.
Keep on your high
y'all
hopes.
Work it out.
y'all two go work it out. Both my baby mamas. Y'all
and so, like, I've been trying to pitch to Love and Hip Hop and VH1. They need to come up with some sort of Def Jam Vendetta type of Love and Hip Hop game. Because next week with the lawyer, I don't know if they were the lawyers, the grandparents, parents,
we
or
don't
who
know who
is sitting
the
down
hell
with them,
those people
talking
were.
About these children, but. Drinks is flying.
Their drinks are flying.
They ain't
large
no
people
hair and
getting
makeup
aggressive.
Love.
They didn't get no. Yo.
No hair and makeup love, dog. Jesus. That's messed up, though.
The Lord smacked the
hair,
them with
the
ugly
the hair,
and said, go!
Them cornrows, I was looking like, when did you get those done?
Let it 1983?
But you're going on TV. You ain't getting
yo,
no love
could you,
at all.
Could you not have gone to the braiding lady on the corner? Like, she would have braided you up for like $30.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Why did you only get one quarter of your head done?
It was, oh, my goodness.
I didn't drink. All right. Rich Dollars is working with Precious Paris.
She's so hot.
Who might be a part of G-Unit, because it looked like she had... Or maybe she just really loves units, and she just wrote unit on
I'm
her.
I'm pretty sure it was G-Unit, because you could see, like, a little...
It looked like the writing.
Paris.
They dropped, maybe.
Well... So they meet up with Sin Santana, because now we're going to use her full name.
Full name.
So.
Of course.
Because she's a whole person now, y'all.
Yes.
Well, she's an artist,
she's
so...
She's a star.
And she wants to sing with she wants Sin to
sing.
Now apparently someone told me that Sin can really sing.
I bet she can.
Probably.
So I'm interested to hear.
She can blow. I mean, Erica did it.
Did she?
Can.
Different microphone, Erica. She was speaking into a different microphone.
That's why if she can sing, that's why Erica mad for real.
Mm-hmm. She's singing to that Christina Milian microphone. Mm-hmm. Get you a show
on
E microphone.
On? How do I get on?
She dip it low, pick it up slow.
Yo, low key, before I moved to Cali, I was in love with Christina Milian. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo. They
you,
made a girl that
you
was like
hundreds of other
black and what is she?
No, she's just
Cuban.
Cuban.
Yeah. She's just Cuban?
She's just Cuban. They have black Cubans.
I mean, she has had a lot of black in her.
Whole lot. Still getting it on our
allegedly. All right. So Rich Dollars. So let's see. This was kind of sad, you know, a little deep story about Sin. Now that she's been on the show for a season and a half, we can actually get to know her a little more.
Yeah.
And now that she's a full person on her own, we can, we can actually like learn.
She
know?
Has feelings.
She has feelings.
And
her
thoughts.
Brother, committed suicide.
Sad.
Which she's blaming herself for his death because she feels like she's the caregiver and she should have been there. And then her sister was murdered.
No, that was the other chick. That was Purple Lady.
Precious Paris. Oh, so they—that's how they were
they
like
bonded because they both lost a sibling.
Precious Paris and that don't you know?
It don't even work.
They cheers to forgiveness. Okay, I didn't understand that part. So then we get to the liquor party, the 79.
Hold up, this liquor party. Where was the signage? Ain't the model already supposed to done pose for the picture? So you got a picture.
Had some, yeah.
How you? Where the liquor bottle at?
What,
did y'all see a liquor bottle?
No,
I didn't see a liquor bottle. I was like, what? How do you? What?
They had one liquor bottle at the VIP, but I was looking for like
where
a cutout or something like that. A Sin like holding the bottle like.
It would have been something.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Cynthia Bailey at least had something for her mascot.
Thank you. She had bottles and pictures. That was not a party.
Probably something that was real. This is
no, you could only find this Moscato on Twitter.
Wow.
We tried to order. We wanted to. It was nothing like
that. So you really ain't going to find Riches.
No.
I mean, no, I feel like he's going to have better marketing. All right.
And why do you get that feeling exactly?
Because he's thirsty. All right, so Rich is there. Erica shows up, and Sin is irritated.
I would
Erica
be too.
Is drunk as hell, probably off some totally different type of liquor.
Yep, got
and it. She shows up, and she's talking about, can I get a 79 basic? Erica's pissed off, so she goes to the VIP. She starts talking shit about how lame the party is and comments about Rich sleeping with her ex. And then Erica calls Sin a foot fungus, clowning Rich for wanting to eat Sin out. and then gets on the mic and pulled an Angel Hayes in this bitch. She's like, shout out to the good old pal Rich Dollars, calls out that he stole a bunch of songs. It was only one girl, like, and no one and was stealing it because it was his, it and no one was acknowledging that it was even your song. No. So
I don't even think anybody acknowledged that she was talking. She was out of her mind.
I think people were just like, oh, she's crazy.
Not, like, no, for real.
And like how America. Those boobs were coming from under, though. You just don't even pick them up ever.
Mm-mm. The shirt was like...
Let them swing, girl.
It was like mid-cut.
Yeah.
And then...
And she had a bra on, though, but the bra was still down there.
Well, since we own that, you know, because, you know, I'm a huge
You
Erica
pay attention.
Fan.
I'm an Erica fan.
And I'm slowly decreasing every day. And I was looking at the midsection, and I was just like...
Well, she's always been soft in the midsection.
Has she?
Oh, yeah.
Softcore.
I decided that perhaps, you know, she got a kid, so maybe she was never one of those people that was, like, real hard in that area.
King is how old? 4?
Mm-hmm. Hey. So you're trying to lose some baby weight? You don't get to judge.
Hit me up, Erica. I'll get you on that Herbalife.
She looks like somebody that exercise. She looks like somebody that's just naturally in that shape, so she didn't really work that out.
It's been working for her, so she
just... And then she just go with it.
So then she starts talking in this weird accent, talking about, goodbye, everybody.
She lost her. It was hilarious.
And then she starts yelling at a mirror.
Running in the walls and shit.
She ran into the mirror. Let's keep it real.
And I mean, like we said, when she heard there was going to be a party, we knew she was going to show up to turn up.
Yeah.
And the bitch sure the fuck did.
But she was party.
But what? She was the best part of the party.
She
How
was
about
party.
That?
She, I mean, I think, I mean, without the skirt and like the weird abs, like the top was cute. Mm-hmm. And the hair
the skirt was
kind of
off brand. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was weird. But she's cute.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm always loving Erica's hair, and I'm always loving her makeup.
Yes,
like she,
her hair and makeup was on point.
The on point.
But you know, with Love and Hip Hop, they always, whenever they have their premiere parties of something new.
Every week.
They bring the whole cast. You know, they be like, oh, mm-hmm. You know, my best friend in DC, and my other friend, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, you're here.
Hey,
oh, my God.
We're so
nobody.
Surprised.
Nobody showed up for Rich.
No. Rich ain't got no friends.
He ain't got no friends.
Bitch, Yandy didn't even show up.
Yandy ain't cool with him no more.
Chink ain't even show up. Then Chink asked for intervention the next day.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk about that.
So Chink was busy getting it in.
First
else.
Of all, so Rich was... Where were they talking
with wife? Chrissy. With his wife.
With his wife.
Chink was with his wife.
He was at home with his wife.
He was a normal man.
Chrissy was
outside of
screaming
what we
at
see
her dog.
Him
where that nigga at?
He's in D.C. with his wife.
Taking the garbage out and reading bedtime stories.
Raising
Chink
kids.
Is a normal man outside of Love and Hip Hop.
So we meet up with Sin and Paris again, getting their nails done, talking about how Erica only wants attention.
Erica.
And Paris thinks that's, you know, her advice is, I think you and Erica should sit down with each other.
And why do you need to give advice? And what makes you think they need closure? And what about that incident made you think that Sin needs closure? I'm pretty sure Erica is the mess.
Right. Sin was there like, hey, girl.
She's like, I'm in control.
That was so, like you always say, it's such a Mona written in.
Yep.
Paris was totally like, I think you all should sit down. Did I do okay?
Thanks.
Did I say it right?
But I'm just like, does VH1 have like a school where they like take these reality stars in and teach them how to talk to the camera? Because they always do the same thing. So I was walking down the street the other day.
What's with all of that? Like,
and I'm just crazy.
They all have to talk like that.
And it's just really crazy and intense. Like sorority sisters, like these girls never spoke like that. And all of a sudden they get on TV and they do... Rich Dollars. You know, it's crazy the other day. It's like...
They did a Twitter poll. Like, those are the people that get the most attention on the show. So they're like, hey, guys, this is the prototype.
These are the hand movements you need to make. All right, so... Erica's in the doing this photo shoot, which she looked real
cute.
She
looks great.
Yeah, she looked awesome.
She looks so cute.
Sin comes through. Sin wants to then go... She says, we need to go our own ways. Erica says, well, bitch, if you're going to move on, stay away from my friends. Which, I mean...
A little bit. It kind of makes sense.
I feel it.
Yeah.
But is Rich really, like, a friend?
No.
Like, no.
It's like, that's old dick that you don't use no more. And, bitch, if I can't be friends with 300 people in this world because you done fucked them...
Who do you want from me?
Right. Like, girl, I'd be saying the same thing about some of my exes.
We're not living together
anymore. I can't be friends with no one. Bitch, you done fucked half the world. And I can't fucking...
Too much.
Erica did look really good.
We're talking about
Erica.
See
Erica.
Look, I can't. He's the easiest person to just stumble up.
I like to see that Erica's working though. She's actually shooting something. It was something going on.
Come on. Did you see that? You saw the one-eyed photographer.
She was Instagram photo shoot. Come on.
She made that herself. She was like, we're going to make a magazine cover, but it's just going to be on Instagram, right? So, like, everybody get your stuff. I got my outfit and I got some new hair, so let's do this.
No, she knew Sin wanted to talk to her. She was like, that's perfect. We had a photo shoot, so if you want to come down here. She just wanted a reason to look beat as fuck and be like, hey, girl.
Erica, what are you doing?
She said,
and are you working? You owe me money.
Erica was lying as the biggest lies she done told Sin. She was like, you gonna go to Rich? You could have pulled Drake or something.
You know Drake?
What did Beyonce write on Instagram? Tag all your friends that lied to you. Because, bitch, where's Sin gonna hit up Drake? Like, hey, yo, Drake?
Copy and
Drake gonna
record.
Be like, hey, what up, Sin? Hey, Erica was real mean to me, and I wanna write this song, and it's like about my brother's suicide. Well, all right, Sin. Like, I could actually maybe be saying he would fuck with her on that. Actually.
I think
hit
might.
That sympathy
I
note.
He likes the strip clubs, right? So he could have met her. And that would have been why they know each other. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could see him having... He's got a sensitive bone. Mm.
There could be something there. She could be in the text messages.
All right.
You know?
By her number. She might not be named yet, but she might be in there.
You know, when you say something you don't really believe in, your voice get higher and higher. Mm. You know, you'd be like...
I believe. It's possible. It might not be probable, but it's possible.
So then she calls Sin a little bitch off the street and then goes into...
How you gonna call a bitch off the street?
Oh. Emmy nomination right here.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, but the thing is, Sin, I have to say this from the heart. But I deep down truly apologize for putting my hands on you. Like, I'm sorry I whooped your ass... I'm sorry it got like that, because, you know, she had to make it seem like...
I beat her.
Like, I'm sorry you were so weak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just need you to understand, and I'm always going to love you.
The voice cracked, though.
It did.
It cracked. No. She had a little quiver.
And then the love you came back twice. Yeah. Mixie, you see now.
I'm always going to love you.
I'm always love you. I'm out. I love you.
Mitch, I thought I was watching Lifetime. Whitney the biopic. I was like...
Let me tell you,
ain't nobody was wetter than Sin Santana. She was soaking.
She's like, I love
that. She was
crazy
standing
bitch.
In a puddle at the end,
sunning. Just sitting that there with Rich Doll's mushroom in her hand, like, fuck.
Damn. I don't want that.
Soaking.
I want my bagel.
Hashtag that moment you order a mushroom pizza instead of vegetarian. All right. So on that note, let's head to predictions. You see what happens when I work this way? I'm going to be overtired. It's kind of random shit. Like, who said that?
What did you just even say?
I meant to say sardines. I talk corny about bagel bumping.
I don't know.
Bagel bumping? Lesbian.
I didn't get it at all.
I just got it when you said it. But it took me a second.
There was going to be some bagel bumping that night.
All right.
I bet they found each other
next
in the car
week.
And just did it.
Who's Sin and Erica?
I bet money.
Probably right after.
They were done shooting. Yeah. They were like, bitch, come here.
They probably playing Bow Wow right now. They're like, let's pretend like being together.
They probably
let's
playing with
these.
Bow Wow together.
Right. Bow Wow's with it. No? You get two
you don't
for
think
one?
He totally was with it.
I'm going to keep my commentary on Bala to myself.
Oh, no, you're not.
Bitch, when he show up on the show, I don't need him knocking on my door. Bitch, he popping up at Tony Rock house. Like, if Bow Wow would knock on my door, he not going to like the situation that's going to happen. Like, hey. All right.
Okay.
So we get Rich next week. Wait, what was Rich doing?
I
just wrote Rich.
What was he doing?
Amina's gonna leave Peter.
No, she's not.
So I'm gonna leave Peter.
Amina doesn't know what that means. Amina doesn't know what Amina means. Amina doesn't know anything.
How do you say a statement that's that definitive and nobody believes you, not even yourself?
Because she said it like this.
I'm gonna leave Peter.
I'm gonna leave Peter.
I think. That's what I'm
gonna go.
Well, when I
she just has
shower,
to say it outside
to
herself, you know, so she can hear it.
And I'm gonna do it. I'm
conceptualize that
I'm
thought.
Stop. I might leave Peter, but I will let him sleep with me every night.
She needs to be
on the air mattress.
You know how the government, like the spies, kidnap people with the black bag over their head and just take them? That's what we need to do to her.
No, we didn't do that to Peter.
She needs to be in Taken 4, the new release. Where's Liam Nelson? all right, then we're going to get Miss Diamond. She's going to have a new boyfriend, and Cisco ain't having that because he ain't a man.
I just can't.
And he looked like he gonna punch her in her face. And she smashed him.
She did the self-defense.
Yo, that's like some Bronx shit. Like, my homegirl, she used to always be like, I would be like, girl, what you mean you got in a scrap? She'd be like, mm-hmm. She said, real quick, she said, you know, everyone think you gotta go for the hair, you gotta go for it. She said, no, you fucking karate chop a motherfucker in their neck.
I like it.
And I really thought, I'm like, ain't no way I'm expecting that. No. Just imagine
too. You're not expecting
and
that.
Be like, I'd be the most pussy ass dude jumping on fire. I'd be like, I ain't buying him. All right, next we get Samantha Mendices, and then, like we said, we don't know who they look like.
Motherhood
look like the pastor
person
from their church. I don't know who it was.
I don't even know if it was a girl or a dude. Because there were breasts that were bouncing as it was moving around.
Yeah,
and I was
something.
I don't know if it was just an overweight man or a chick.
And she was so big that the whole drink. You know how the drink sometimes only get a little bit? You know, a whole drink.
There was no missing.
You couldn't miss. He that big. She, whatever.
She, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what you are.
That's so rude.
I did want to say, though, Samantha is a little cute. Do you think?
She was cute.
Do you think? I ain't going there. Do you think that Mendici may not want to deal with her because he might knock it down?
No.
Well, Yandy's pregnant right now.
I can see that in the aspect of she probably did. I want to know how they broke up or what happened with
that. We don't know that.
Like, he's still holding this little vendetta.
Yeah,
against her,
she
like,
wanted to go to school.
Who was at school?
She was at school.
Mendy's knocking down that Howard dick.
She was trying to get an educated man. She didn't want a man that was going to jail.
She didn't get in a spelling. Anyway, she got a PhD in those 8 years. I forgot. She's really
smart. 8 years, PhD. She's a doctor.
She's really smart.
She's a doctor.
So smart.
On that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I am more fire.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.